So I think this is the most interesting Delaware story that no one is talking about. A state representative in Dover, Democrat Sean Lynn, is plenty ticked off because I guess some people in his district put up signs with his face on it. All right? Signs with his face on it. And it says, caution, this guy cares way too much about your kids' genitals. And they're talking about State Representative Sean Lynn. And you look at that and you're like, what? He cares about my kids' genitals? What? Apparently what the constituents are referring to is State Representative Sean Lynn's strong interest in transgender issues and children. I'll just leave it at that. And someone seems to think that he's a little too preoccupied with that issue for their liking. So he is a state rep, and so they put up signs that say that. And I guess they placed him around the neighborhood. Well, is that a protected speech? Is that political speech? Politician has a particular issue. You're disturbed by it. You make signs and put them up. That seems like free speech to me. Especially because we're not talking about just some individual. We're talking about an elected politician. This is purely political banter. Now, I don't know. It might be a fine for putting a sign somewhere where you're not supposed to put it. I don't know about that. But here's what happened. Here's the interesting thing now that we're learning. This state rep openly admits that he has a private investigator investigating to find out the citizen that was engaged in putting up the signs. One might say, I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, but one might say he's really getting a private investigator to investigate a citizen for their free speech. Is that what he's doing? And he's putting up a $500 reward for the individuals responsible. Now, plot twist, after he openly and publicly posted on his state rep page that he is offering a $500 cash reward for information leading to the discovery of the identity of the individuals responsible for placing the signs, a woman on the internet named Aaron Greenberg has stepped up to say, I put the signs up, where's my $500? Oh my goodness. She is claiming she put the signs up. So, Sean Lynn, pay me the $500 is what she's saying. She says, I'm going to get it. Here's what she says on Facebook. I'm going to get it. Already looking into laws surrounding false advertising. The bottom line, he made a public verbal offer. I expect him to fulfill it. She is now expecting Sean Lynn, who put a $500 reward up, to pay the $500 to the woman who put the signs up. She also says to someone on Facebook, a friend actually noticed our house in the reward offered post Lynn made and contacted me out of concern. I emailed Representative Lynn a photo of me with the sign, subsequent to learning about that post, which, mind you, he also shared to his state rep Sean Lynn page. He has yet to pay up. He has yet to pay up. This is something. This guy, Sean Lynn, what a pickle he's in. Now, what a pickle. Do you think he should have to pay? I think he should have to pay. He said he was going to pay to someone who gave information leading to the discovery of the identity, and the person who put the signs up said, the identity is me. Pay up, sucka. She actually said that. Pay up, sucka. Oh, my. Delaware 1059, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Great to hear your voice again.
Thank you for calling.
I think that he should have to pay, but what's really funny about the whole thing is the fact that technically he's her employee. He works for her. He represents her, but now he has to pay her. So that's really cool. I like that.
Yeah, no need to get a private investigator. They're owning up to it.
Yeah, and you know, if she's his constituent, he represents her. So this is really cool because now the employer gets to charge the employee. This is awesome.
Do you think there's anything criminal about putting a state rep Sean Lynn's face on a sign and saying, caution, he cares too much about your children's genitals?
He was voted in to represent her. If she feels like he's not really representing her interests, it's her free speech to speak out about it.
Or if she's concerned about his interest in
If she has a concern and she feels, you know, it's her duty to share with the other constituents, then she should go for it.
Apparently she did. She went for it, all right.
That's awesome. I'm loving it.
Great story, right? I mean, this has got all kinds of high drama and great plot twists. It's a wonderful story.
Well, I think the thing that people are missing and they've missed for quite some time is the actual roles of government officials, people who are elected to do things. You know, we're not a royalty or we're not loyalists to a royal family or system. You know, we're an actual republic. So yeah,
I got it. Thanks for the call. That's Butch in Rehoboth Beach on the Dan Gaffney program. Portions of our show brought to you by Cottage Cafe, Bethany. Open every day for lunch and dinner with safe indoor and outside dining. Plus, you can order online for curbside pickup, and you never even have to get out of your car. CottageCafe.com. Next text. Can Sean Lynn sue her for defamation? I guess he could try. But I don't know if there... It would be very difficult, but that's not a criminal offense, as he's alleging. I guess anyone can sue anybody. She can sue him. The woman who put the signs up now can sue him for not giving her $500. That would offset it if I was the judge. Next tech. Just for my info, if she did put the poster up, doesn't she have to get the rep's permission to use his image? Just asking. I don't think so. If you wanted to make a political statement and show a picture of an elected representative that's, you know, publicly available, do you have to get his permission? This is what the person says. Don't know. Again, he's alleging, though, a criminal act, which I have yet to have anybody, and I've asked a few friends off the air, like, what is the criminal act of putting up signs critiquing him, basically? Talking about State Representative Sean Lynn. I mean, it may be, you know, I don't know. I'm all ears about it. I mean, I'm fascinated by it. This State Representative Sean Lynn, somebody, because of his, you know, commentary and interest in things transgender and defense of, you know, transgender children, perhaps changing their gender or what have you, someone says, caution, this guy, meaning the politician Sean Lynn with his picture, it says, this guy cares way too much about your kids' genitals. Caution. It seems to me very blunt, but it also seems to be just a political statement about a politician. He's now has the private investigator trying to find out what citizen did this, what citizen engaged in free speech in my district. I want to know. He's offering $500 for a reward. Well, the woman who put the sign up says, it's me. Pay up, sucker. Pay my $500. He has yet to pay. So she might be the one ended up suing him. Wow. It's pretty amazing. All right, let's go to the phones. 725, Dan Gaffney Show, back with you. Great to be here in the studio. I'm looking forward to being here on the air after several days off. Thank you so much for tuning back in, and you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Dan. It's Bambi. I just wanted to make a comment about the children and the transgender and all that stuff. So growing up, I was a big tomboy. I grew up on a farm. My dad wanted a boy. Long story short, he pretty much raised me as a boy, okay? So I wrestled on the boys' wrestling team. I've been boxing since I was five. I started driving at seven. Like, I cried if I got Barbie dolls and not army clothes. So they would have labeled me as a trans. They would have said that I would have wanted to change my sex and that I was really a boy, but I never was. I just like doing those things, and I love being a woman. Like, I love everything about being a woman. I don't want to change my sex. So I think that people get misconstrued, or, you know, get, I don't know, like messed up sometimes in thinking that kids want something because of something they play with, and that's not always the case, and I think we really need to take a step back and let a kid be a kid. Let them grow up. If they want to change when they're 18, then that's fine. But, like, I knew at a young age that I was a girl, but I just liked boy things.
And so thankful that you didn't get given, or you weren't allowed to decide on your own to take very powerful medications that would have disrupted the growth in your body, and terrible things could have happened to you, side effects.
Yes, I am so grateful I grew up in the age I did, where they didn't label me as like a transgender and try to switch my sex or anything. Like, I'm so glad, and I feel bad for kids today, because I think a lot of people go through that. I think there's boys that like Barbie dolls. I think there's girls that like army stuff. I mean, and that's just a natural thing. People like different things. It doesn't mean that you want to change your whole sex just because of something you like or don't like.
Listen, thank you so much for your call, Bambi. Good to hear you. Bambi's a great caller. She participates in the show, and that was a very interesting tale you told about your childhood. Thank you, Bambi, for sharing it. 302-839-1059. Next text. Look up Moscow, Idaho, political sticker lawsuit. Someone was arrested for similar circumstances, and now they're suing for violation of First Amendment recently. I'm familiar with that, actually. That's where Doug Wilson's church is. If you know Doug Wilson, he has a church in Moscow, Idaho, and this was his grandson, I think. After some church members at the church there were arrested, but like led away in handcuffs because they were having a hymn sing in public, they put up some stickers with a hammer and sickle playing on the name Moscow, Idaho, and some phrase there the city is using about wearing masks or whatever, and they put these stickers up, and they got charged. Right? It's funny that I know about that. It's funny that you know about that. But then I might be the only one. I am following that, actually, for fun. This Moscow, Idaho sticker story. Thanks for sharing, texter. All right. 3117, thank you. Do you think it's criminal to put up signs mocking or showing your concern for a position that you feel a politician has? Do you think that's criminal? He wants somebody to be charged criminally for putting up signs that have his picture on it and making commentary about him. State rep in Dover, Delaware, State Representative Sean Lynn is a Democrat. And do you think he should have to pay the $500 reward he offered to the woman who is now claiming she put up the signs? She's very openly saying, it was me. I'll take your $500. He has yet to pay, even though he said he would. What a snowflake. Good morning. It's Thursday, April 1st. We're going to message a woman named Erin Greenberg. She is claiming responsibility for putting up some little signs with State Representative Sean Lynn of Dover's picture on it. Let's say, caution, this man cares too much about your children's genitals. Referencing his position, I guess, on transgender issues. And I have now found her Facebook page, and a couple of days ago she posted this. I told you that State Representative Sean Lynn has had a major hissy fit, that's what I call it. He had a major hissy fit and said he was getting a private investigator to find out who did it and a $500 reward. Because these signs popped up, I guess, in his neighborhood and around Dover. Here's what Erin Greenberg posted on her Facebook page March 27th. State Representative Sean Lynn hired a private investigator to come to our home to confront me yesterday afternoon. I'm just glad he didn't send his posse of thugs to intimidate me this time as he's done before. The PI admitted that although she provides investigative services for local attorneys, this particular job was outside her usual scope of investigation and not a case she would ordinarily take. She ultimately accepted it, though, since Sean is a regular client of her agency. It was evident that the private eye was completely out of her element and acted quite peculiar as a result. She initially attempted to make her way into the house without permission, but fortunately, I was able to redirect her pretty quickly. After about 15 minutes of trying to prompt this PI to cut to the chase, she just kept going around in circles as to the nature of her visit, and her voice quivered the entire time. She finally concluded by apologizing profusely. At one point, she even stated that the situation was, quote, actually putting my agency in a place that I'd prefer not to be, unquote. I almost wonder if Sean put her up to a task that violated a certain code of ethics. In spite of the fact that this bizarre encounter was recorded, I will not be sharing the video publicly. It is clear this woman was placed in a truly compromising position by Representative Sean Lynn. And knowing Sean's history of intimidation tactics, she likely accepted this case under duress. More alarming than the visit itself is the egregious abuse of power this elected official continues to engage in to target and harass private citizens. I know I'm not the only one. Interesting. Fascinating. She's also attempting to collect the $500 reward he offered by turning her own self in for putting up the signs. You would think if it was a criminal matter, as this state rep is alleging, the police would just simply show up at this woman's door, not a private investigator. All right. Next text, and I quote, typical Democrat to promise money and not deliver, and typical for being able to dish it out but not take it. Representative Sean Lynn needs to take an example from Trump, who had his likeness used while they trashed him every day. Sean Lynn is a snake. Unquote. Unquote. All right, I am an interested observer in watching this play out here. In the midst